weekend. Southwest Wisconsin, lots of things going on. Brewer baseball tonight on WRCE. We'll get underway shortly with a pregame time and another late night as they take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. I enjoyed watching some of the press. I know Todd Allball was at the just a bit outside grand opening for the new Brewer documentary about the 82 Brewers. But I read up a little bit on it, saw a video that was posted, some interviews there. Great to hear some of their memories and some really funny stories. Be nice to have another 82 in 2024, at least get to the World Series, but we'll see. 31 seconds remaining in this first half. Ball is on the 45 of Richland Center. Lancaster with the football. Nelson snaps the ball back to throw as Wolf from the midfield line. Guns it over the middle. Caught by the Arrows. First down. And then a horse collar tackle. That's going to bring the Hornets back a little bit more. The catch by Samaje Vinson. And sometimes those are unavoidable. I don't mean that they are malicious or vicious, but you're reaching to try and tackle somebody and you grab what you grab. But that happened. And it was clearly the right call. So a 15-yard penalty against Richland Center. Again, they're working so hard to just keep it at 7-0. And that will aid Lancaster. Ball is down around the 14-yard line. Arrows go, no huddle. 24 seconds here in the first half. Wolf flicks it over. One man to the left side awaiting a snap from center. Long snap count. And there it is. He rolls to his left. Seems to like that area. Rolls to the flat. Going to try to run it himself. And the Hornets usher him out of bounds. Bosworth makes sure he stays on that left side out of bounds after a gain of a couple of yards. Play that only took 7 seconds, down to 17 seconds now. Lancaster deep in Richland Center territory. Ball marked at the 13-yard line. Wolf, now again, going no huddle. Lancaster and company is set to work against the Hornets. Second down play. There's the snap. Wolf back to throw. They're coming after him. Throws it over the middle. It's bobbled and incomplete. Nice pressure by Brady Dosh up the middle. Bosworth on the pass coverage for Richland Center along with Brenton Baker. Third down play. 12 seconds remaining in the half. As we've mentioned, Lancaster will try to soak up every second of this. Third down play. So the Arrows setting up now, third and about 8 yards to go for the Richland Center 13-yard line. There's the snap to Wolf, running play up the gut, gaping hole. First down for the Arrows down around the goal line. They've got a touchdown. Touchdown Arrows with 7 seconds remaining in the half. That's exactly what the Hornets didn't want. They were working hard. Certainly the 15-yard penalty aided Lancaster, but they just keep chipping away. So Vinson with the touchdown, 13-yard run for Lancaster. And the Arrows will attempt the extra point. Again, they've got that offset line. They fake the snap for the two-point conversion, and now everybody else runs back in, and they're in tight. The holder is Toy Regetz. Long snap count. Placement is made. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good. Nearly blocked by the Hornets. A couple of guys, Liam Fingerson and Duncan Harper, break in there. But it's 14-0 Arrows. 7 seconds remaining here in this first half of football. Nolan Wolf, also a good kicker, gets the extra point kick. And we've got a little time now. The Hornets will see how they play it. Richland Center certainly has good special teams. Again, we had the kickoff return, call back. It would have been a touchdown, but a holding penalty nullified that. So we'll see what special teams coordinator and running backs coordinator Brady Ewing has in store. Not very many teams can say they have an ex-Badger, an ex-pro player on the staff. So the Hornets will break huddle and out to receive. Jaden Shep, Brenton Baker, and Brady Dosh will be the deep man. Liam Fingerson as well. And Lancaster will kick off. We'll see if the Arrows give them anything to return, or if they keep it on the ground. 7 seconds remaining here in the first half. So we'll see. The Hornets might have a chance to return one or maybe get a chance for one play from scrimmage. Wolf runs up, and then line drives it near side. It's going to bounce off the intended receiver, Shep. He'll pick it up. Now runs to the 20, 25. Shep cuts to the midfield area, and it's going to be called back at around the 36-yard line. And that is the final play. Hornets were hustling to try and get out there, but that will do it for one half of football. It's a good one here in Richland Center. The Arrows have just scored to take a 2-touchdown lead, 14-0. Lancaster leads Richland Center here at halftime. Thank you so much for joining us tonight for Area High School Football. Our halftime update is coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, and we'll give you some high school sport news straight ahead. And more scores, 14-0 Lancaster over Richland Center here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Coming up at halftime, we'll talk about football with Travis Wilson. But first of all, we focus on cross-country in the area. There's a big meet in the area coming up tomorrow, the River Valley Invitational. Joining us is Richland Center Ithaca coach Eric Mindum. Eric, is this one that the team always looks forward to?
Yeah, this is always a favorite early in the year. It feels a lot like a sectionals or a state environment, just given the competition, the level of it, the number of teams, and just it's a lot of a good measuring stick race for us to see where we're at early in the year.
I know you're in a lot of races with good numbers, but can this be a little bit intimidating and overwhelming for the underclass runners who have not run this one before?
Yeah, I think so. For those that haven't experienced it before, we've got good numbers in the high school where we have JV. I think that maybe helps ease that transition a little bit, but there's probably more runners in the JV race than the varsity race. So it's definitely a major cross-country experience, and it's fun watching the kids experience it for the first time.
Well, you ran earlier this week. How did you do in your most recent meet at Boscobel?
Yeah, we ran at the Ryan Zippel Memorial Course over in Boscobel there. Really happy with the performances. Boys took first out of 15 teams, and the girls took third and ran really well, beating a couple really good schools in the area. So couldn't be happier with how they performed Tuesday.
Your middle school runners have represented well, haven't they?
They really have. Our boys team placed second at the Ryan Zempel Memorial Race here this Tuesday in Boscobel. And Owen Dreyer is 3-for-3, having won each and every meet. Margaret Lawless for the girls, same thing. She's won all three as well. So there are close to 300 middle school runners in the race, each of the races in River Valley this weekend. So we're excited to see Margaret and Owen and all of our middle school runners perform really well there too.
The season goes pretty quickly, doesn't it?
It does. The first couple weeks always seem so long trying to pack so much into it, but then everything slows down and you're just trying to enjoy it as it goes along because the meets just keep coming one after another, and it's a lot of fun.
Eric, thanks for joining us for this report. I appreciate that, and good luck tomorrow at the River Valley Invitational.
Thank you, Phil, and good luck to all Richland Center Sports.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Travis Wilson from WizSports.net is our guest on WRCO for the fourth week of the season. Travis, we're starting to see some teams start to show their true colors, right?
Maybe. We'll see. You get to this point in the year, and if you had any suspensions, if you had anybody out, generally you've got them back. You're starting to become the team that, you really are. There's time to get things turned around if you're off to a little bit of a slow start, but, things are rounding into shape. I mean, we are technically past the midpoint of the season if you count from the very first day of practice until the very last game of the regular season. We just passed the halfway point yesterday, actually. So, you know, it's teams have been playing, teams have been practicing for a while, and really should be, if you want to be a good team, should be starting to form some kind of identity.
As warm as it was on Thursday, it's felt more like the first week of practice, I think, hasn't it?
It has. It's been warm this week. Not necessarily as warm as maybe they were talking. With, you know, mid to upper 80s was in the forecast early on. Was warm, but ultimately, you know, not too bad, especially when you get around to the game starting at 7 o'clock. Should be very doable, but hopefully kids are hydrating. I don't know about other places, but at our game, we had a number of kids cramp up. Had some cramping in our JV and freshman games, so got to make sure you're taking care of your body.
Some games last week, the Hornets came up against a buzzsaw by the name of Blake Theory. He's one of the top players in the area, isn't he?
One of the top players in the state, absolutely. He's going to Indiana for a reason. Multifaceted, multidimensional kid that really provides a different dynamic for Prairie du Chien than pretty much what anyone else in the conference can offer. You know, we'll see if Richland Center can carry some things out of that one and get things turned around. I mean, their two losses have been to Prairie du Chien and Potosi-Cassville, two outstanding teams that are ranked right now. So time for the Hornets to get things turned around, certainly. But speaking of Prairie du Chien, I am really interested to see how things go tonight as they take on Platteville. Platteville is a team that I think we talked about last week, you know, shut out in their first two non-conference games after winning conference a year ago. Then all of a sudden they break out for 49 points in a dominating running clock win over Broadhead last week. So did Platteville get some things figured out? Is Broadhead just that bad? We'll learn a lot more after tonight because these are two of the teams that we expected to be towards the top of the standings.
And River Valley has Broadhead Judah, and River Valley had a kind of a wild game against Dodgeville last week too.
Yeah, a good chance for River Valley to get off to a real positive start in the conference play. Again, Broadhead Judah has not looked good. They are 0-3, the only winless team in the conference right now. And a chance for River Valley to, you know, get some momentum early on as they head in a little bit tougher part of their schedule here in a few weeks.
The Ithaca Bulldogs off to a 3-0 start, looking to compete in the Scenic Bluffs, and this is a big test with Bangor.
Absolutely. I think we talked about it that last week as well, that really things seem to be open maybe for Ithaca to step in and be very competitive right away in this first year in the Scenic Bluffs against a conference and a team like Bangor that has kind of been their nemesis in the playoffs quite often. You know, a big two-week stretch for Ithaca. Bangor this week, Cashton on the road next week. Two games that will give them a chance to make a statement, give them a chance to really position themselves quite well for a conference race coming down the last few weeks. And they've looked good so far. Wyatt Hilby has just run all over people, one of the better running backs in the area, and putting up some big numbers. So, a big chance for Ithaca against a Bangor team that, like I said, has had their number a few times.
What other games are you looking forward to for tonight's contest?
Well, our Quick Trip in Wisconsin Dairy game of the week is taking us up to the northwestern, Eau Claire area, I guess it would be. Stanley Boyd is at Mondovi. Both those teams are highly ranked and undefeated at the moment. So that's going to be a fun one. A big one in the Madison area where Madison Memorial has beaten back-to-back Wanakee and Middleton and really made quite a statement early on about what they can do. This week they take on Verona. Both those teams are ranked in the top five of the latest coaches poll in Division I. Verona is the reigning champion in that league the last couple of years and should be a really great game. Memorial is on the road in this one, but no strangers to going on the road. They won at Wanakee and at Middleton. So that's three tough road games in a row, but that's one of the biggest ones in the state.
Definitely is, and as you look at it too, you know, a lot of teams kind of stepping to the forefront. Anything surprise you, like teams that maybe were expected to do well early, Travis, and they're not?
Yeah, I mean, there's always a couple teams that fall off a little bit, and it's quite common, actually, that we have a team that goes to state one year and then misses out on the playoffs the following year. I don't know if we'll get that, but Luxembourg Casco, who was a runner-up in Division Four last year to Lodi, they're struggling a little bit. They're 1-2, although they did get a win last week. They take on Wrightstown this week. Wrightstown was the runner-up in Division Five last week, so that's actually a matchup between two teams that made it to state last season. But they could be one of those teams that kind of, you know, again, makes the state, has a nice run, and then takes a little bit of a dip the following year. But they've got a chance to get things turned around.
What about eight-player football? Any games you're looking forward to this weekend?
Nothing that's, you know, kind of huge, gigantic necessarily. Eight-player is really interesting. There's a couple conferences that are kind of dominating things right now. And there was a bunch of realignment in eight-player. Basically every conference in the state changed this year. It's a conference that has McDonald Central in it, who's the top-ranked team in our coaches poll right now. Also features a number of other teams that used to be in the Clover Belt. Thorpe and Owen Withy are in there. So that's a league that's got some really good teams in it. In fact, McDonald Central does play Thorpe this week. That's actually a top-five showdown. That's the best game in the state this week. But really like what's happening in the Ridge and Valley as well. North Crawford has looked good. Highland has looked extremely good. DeSoto is always a tough team. And in fact, DeSoto plays at North Crawford this week. So that Ridge and Valley Conference with Highland coming in, and then you've got Heights in there, and Belmont's pretty solid. That's one of the better leagues as well right now.
Looking at the WIA, you mentioned them. Any news coming out? Any changes or anything for the from the upcoming meetings?
They are going to start holding, I think next week are the first ones, their area meetings. There will be seven around the state of Wisconsin where they will get together with athletic directors and kind of get the feel for what is going on and what people are seeing and what things they might want to begin discussing as, you know, topics for either Board of Control down the road or potentially for the annual meeting coming up next year. Some of the same, you know, kinds of topics that we've seen discussed will be on the agendas, I'm sure. There will be discussion of the competitive balance now that we have 1 year of that in place to see how schools think that is working, if they think it's working, any tweaks that they might want to see. So there'll be some of that. And again, just kind of getting a feel for what's going on out there. There's one in Mauston that some of these schools in our area will attend. And then there's one later in a couple weeks at Mount Horeb that some of the other schools in Southwest Wisconsin will take in.
Will they be taking up some more topics? I think we talked about last year quite a bit, name, image, and likeness, which went down to vote. And the other one is the shot clock in basketball. We hear about that a lot as well.
Yeah, those aren't going away. I don't know how exactly they'll tackle those on the agenda, but I expect them to be discussion items. Name, image, and likeness, we know that's going to come back around as a topic of conversation. I don't know if they'll bring it back at the annual meeting next year quite yet. But it's got to be at the forefront, because if they don't address it positively, you know, if they don't have something in place, they do risk the state stepping in and forcing something, or the court stepping in and forcing something that, you know, maybe isn't quite what they would want. So they have to have it, you know, on the agenda in some capacity. There's already been talk of legislators being involved and things like that. A lot of time that's a little bit of bluster. There's been a number of things over the years that, you know, a state legislator will get a bug up their butt about and want to, you know, push on, and they'll bring it forward in various committee meetings in the legislature. And then it generally doesn't go very far. It'll die off. One of the other things that could be a topic of conversation, because it is a topic of conversation at the state level, is transgender athletes and how, you know, they should be handled and addressed. That's a nationwide hot button topic that, you know, would much prefer to you know, stay out of the high school discussion anyway. But it does come into play. And so that's another thing. But yeah, there's always something that is talked about at the state level, whether it's the governor's office or the legislature, and we'll see. Nothing that seems too immediately on the horizon, though.
There's so many things that they deal with anymore that there's gray areas, and even so much as, you know, taking some photos or some videos of the game and you're posting them, you're putting up the faces of somebody else's kids. I mean, that's kind of an issue too, isn't it?
Yeah, there's all kinds of issues around, you know, privacy of students, and pretty much every school, I think, has, you know, when you register as an athlete, you have to sign things that, you know, allow your information to be shared on a roster, and you know you have to acknowledge that you're going to be in the public environment and could be photographed and things written about you in terms of news coverage. That just comes with the territory. It should be self-explanatory, but you know, you never know if there's somebody that's going to push back on that or how they might push back on it. But I mean, I think everybody kind of understands that if you're going to be a high school athlete, you're going to be out there and you become, you know, a little bit more in that public arena.
Sounds good. Always good stuff, Travis. Thanks for joining us this week.
You bet. Thanks, Phil.
Travis Wilson from WizSports.net on our Friday football talk.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Tim Thied for WRCO Sports, and thank you for tuning in to our broadcast of Richland Center taking on Lancaster. Right now at the halftime, Lancaster is leading Richland Center 14-0. Other scores that have happened at the halftime, these are halftime scores. Bangor leads Ithaca 10-0. It's River Valley over Broadhead Judah 14-6. Waseca Seneca 21. Riverdale 0. Blackhawk Warren is leading Boscobel 54-6. Fenimore leads Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg 28-7. It's Prairie du Chien 24, Platteville 6. New Glarus leads Dodgeville 30-15. Arcadia over Viroqua so far 24-7. It's Darlington leading Southwestern East Dubuque 21-6. Iowa Grant 22, Pecatonica Argyle, and La Crosse Logan and Reedsburg are tied up at 14 each. We'll send it back to Vitus Rip Field and Phil Nee right after this.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
WRCO. Lancaster in the lead by a score of 14-0 here. Welcome back to Avitus Rip Field. The Hornets kind of cost themselves a couple of big chances in the 80-yard kickoff return for a touchdown call back. Otherwise, we would have had a tie ball game for much of the half. Lancaster taking advantage of a 15-yard horse collar tackle penalty that set them up for the final score with just 7 seconds remaining in the first half. They lead it 14-0, and they will get the ball to start the second half. Hope you enjoy it from WRCO Radio. And getting ready to kick off for the Hornets will be number 4, Grayson Banker. Lancaster back deep. to return. Samaje Vinson, the deep man, and he is right around the 10-yard line. Here's the approach, and this one is going to be short. Going to angle right around the 25. Picked up on the run by the Arrows. They'll return it shortly for Brady McCartney, and he's pushed out of bounds right around the 24-yard line. So that's where, make that the 34-yard line. That's where Lancaster will take over for its first play of the second half. Gatone, 34. Horn of defense includes Isaac Gald and Devin Harris on the line. Linebackers are Brenton Baker, Brady Dosh, and Jake Schlamm. Also, they include Wes Bosworth and Kaizen Schwitzenberg. D-backs are Jaden Shep, Fletcher Harper. And right now, they're back in a position as Lancaster takes it first and 10. There's the snap. Handoff for running play. Benson trying to break the corner and brought down. Nice play by the Hornet defense. They'll move him back to the 26-yard line. Wes Bosworth, there he is. And that makes it second down and 12 yards to go for the Arrows. Quarterback by Nolan Wolf. Also, Samaje Benson and Brennan Gildersleeve in the backfield for the Arrows. The center is T.J. Nelson. Awaiting the snap from center. The quarterback backs off. Second down at about 12 yards to go for the Arrows from their own 26-yard line. He will check it out now. Looks like audibling at the line. Long snap count for the Arrows. There it is. Running quarterback to the left side. Plants, throws, caught by the Arrows, and then fumbled, but it's out of bounds, I believe. And maybe they'll call it incomplete. Benson, the intended man, they're going to say it's an incomplete pass. It popped out on the tackle by Richland Center. It brings up third down. Richland Center digging in, getting some good pressure on the near side by Abe Bosworth. And now third down, Hornet defense trying to bear down here. Not referencing the Chicago Bears, by the way. Third down play. There's the snap. And a fake handoff now, throwing it sidearm, incomplete. Wolf looking for Gildersleeve, and good coverage by the Hornets. Liam Figgerson is in there along with Brady Dosh. And that'll bring up fourth down for the Arrows. Lancaster did not punt in the first half, had a total of four possessions. Turned it over on downs once, threw an interception once. Fletcher Harper has an interception in this game for the Richland Center defense. 14-0, the score remains. Jaden Shep back deep around the 40-yard line to accept this supposed punt from Lancaster. There's the snap, and a good one. The punter puts a toe into it. This one hangs into the night, and fair catch called by Shep. Makes the grab right around the 40-yard line. And that is where Richland Center will take over. So good job on the defense on the initial first play of the second half. And Richland Center will take the ball at its own 40-yard line. 14-0 Lancaster, 10:55 remaining in this third quarter. Arcadia leading Viroqua 24-13. 24-14, that is. That is in the third quarter. Hornet offense. Led by the quarterback, Jaden Shep. The fullback is Wes Bosworth, Fletcher Harper, Brady Dosh. Share time in the backfield. Receivers include Avery McGlynn and Liam Fingerson. The line is set. The center is Braden Kleppe. First down and 10 from the 40 for Richland Center. There's the snap. Handoff Dosh. Waits to the left side. Now he's got a little running room. 45-50. Brady Dosh in the Lancaster territory. Driven out of bounds at the 41-yard line. Great run. Give credit to the line. Kleppe, along with Ethan Bindle, Cruz Salazar, Aiden Cook, and Abe Bosworth. Plowing some snow there, getting them ready. And now Lancaster backs off. The Hornets at the 43-yard line of the Arrows. Leif Carlson, the announcer here for the games, he read band parents' names all halftime. I mean, they just finished up. 129 band members. And so all of their parents, guardians, and escorts were announced tonight. First down and 10. There's a handoff for, nope, Shep's going to keep it himself on the fake handoff. Gets around the corner to the 40, to the 39. And he is brought down there by several of the Arrows. check the numbers here. That was Brody Krubel on the play. Second down and 8 yards to go for the Richland Center Hornets. Impressive number of band students, that's for sure. And not sure how many parents' nights for band I've seen before, but a really cool thing. Jeff Behrens had to fill in for a couple of parents, make that more than that. He was running up and down the track, escorting different students out. Second down and 8 yards to go for Richland Center. There is the snap from center. Shep hands off, running play as they keep it on the ground. Putting the shoulder down is Dosh, and he gets down to the 36-yard line of Lancaster.
Dosh on the carry.
So the Hornets will be looking at third down and less than 5 yards to go. Toy Raggett's on the stop for the Arrows. Hornet game plan, just kind of try to take a little time each time and kind of keep the ball in your hands, control the clock if you can. RC also had a missed field goal in that first half. Third down and just less than 5 yards to go for Richland Center. They're in Lancaster territory at the 37-yard line. Dosh just behind the quarterback, Shep. Bosworth in motion from the near side. There's the snap, and back to throw is Shep. Good protection. Now rolls to the near side. Nowhere to go. Jaden's going to try to make the corner and steps in, stays inbounds, and gets to near first down. Good effort by the Hornet running quarterback, Jaden Shep, and it is enough for a first down. Brady McCartney on the stop for the Arrows. The Sticks move on again. A good sustained drive by Richland Center. Trying to keep it going here. We'll check out the latest scores in a moment on the Filney flip phone. Whistles sound. An official timeout taken. Going to give them a break for a little bit of water break. Yeah, an official timeout. It is a little warmer here tonight, so both teams go to the sidelines. 8:36 remaining here in the third quarter. Lancaster leading it 14-0 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Quick timeout for the officials to give the teams some water breaks, and the Hornets snap it. Shep fakes the handoff, then hit and drop. Nowhere to go up the middle, and Lancaster makes the play. Number 24, Aiden Hunk on the play. So the Hornets are backed up a little bit. Second down and 12 yards to go. Prairie du Chien leads 24-6 over Platteville in that game tonight. Potosi-Cassville 7-6 over River Ridge. That was 6-0 Ridge at halftime, and I made the bold statement this week. I didn't know anybody was going to stay with Potosi-Cassville, but you forget the Six Rivers, how tough it is with River Ridge and Blackhawk Warren. Second down and 12 yards to go. A handoff, not much going for the Hornet running back, Brady Dosh, who is brought down immediately by T.J. Nelson of Lancaster. And the Hornets go in the wrong direction. Ball back to the 35-yard line. Third down and 15. Darlington leading Southwestern East Dubuque by a score of 21-12. Y-Connect Mobile Nationwide Phil Knee flip phone. We're getting better service than we've ever gotten. Local phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. Third down play for Richland Center. 6:50 remaining in the third quarter. 14-0 Lancaster. Shep all alone by his lonesome in the backfield. Awaiting the snap from Kleppe. There it is. Shep backs up to the 40. Trying to look downfield. They're coming after him, and Shep's going to run. He's got a little room. 30, 25, 20, and pushed out of bounds And depending on where he went, I think he got a first down. Great run by the Hornet quarterback, Jaden Shep. And I'm not sure a lot of times if these are broken plays, if there's nothing there, or if they do disguise it as a pass and let him run. But it has worked a couple of times tonight, and that was a big play. Hornets keep the drive alive, looking to get on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Shep back into the huddle. Ball is marked at the 16-yard line. 6:32 remaining in the third quarter. Bosworth splits wide to the right. One man in the backfield, Dosh, joins the quarterback, Shep, now. Man in motion, Bosworth, sprinting from the far side. There's the snap. Shep rolling out on the quarterback option. Pitches to Dosh. Brady trying to break the corner. 15 down to the 12. Nice run. So it'll be short of the first down by a couple of yards. Brady Dosh and the Hornets get around the corner. That'll bring up a second down and 3 yards to go for Richland Center. We have a player that is slow to get up over on the far sideline. It's one of the Hornets.
There's a Richland Center Hornet.
And they will get up slowly and now get back down. Point in the game where you start to think you're going to get some cramps and things like that, typically, especially when it is as warm as it's been the last few days. Wisconsin Dells up on Adams Friendship. That score is 34-0. Let's see what else we have. It is a lead of 28-0 for Wazika Steuben Seneca over Riverdale. And third quarter, Bangor 10, Ithaca 8. That's a battle going on in the Scenic West Conference tonight at Ithaca. Bangor leads Ithaca by 2 points. Bangor is up 10-0 at halftime. So the injured Hornet is being looked at. Lancaster had a young man injured in the first half of play and unfortunately has not been back since that time. So the trainers earning their keep. I'll tell you, we are so blessed to have Richland Sports Medicine. And just about every town you go in, you've got the trainers that are employed by a local medical facility, and just so much better than it used to be. It used to be, let's put some red hot on it and wrap it up, and you'll be all better. Put some tape on it. Great to see again the band out here at halftime being introduced by their parents. Back when I played, we had a pretty good band, too. In fact, we scrimmaged them once in football, and the band beat us. So they're pretty good. Looks like the injured player is being helped up. And will limp off the field. Now try to run it off a little bit. It's, again, getting late in the game where sometimes those cramps can crop up. I think it's Brady Dosh, isn't it? Coming to the near side. Yes, it is. So he will come out for a play. He wants to be back in there, I'm sure. Second down play from the 9-yard line. Second down and 2. Hornets in good shape. Driving deep into Lancaster territory. Ball right around the 10-yard line of Lancaster. Oh, somebody jumped, and the Lancaster is saying they were drawn off. Hornets are applauding. Let's see what happens. And it is against Richland Center, so Lancaster was drawn off. 5-yard penalty. Makes the accomplishment of the first down a little bit more difficult. Hornets playing admirably against a team that's always a tough opponent. This easily could be a one-touchdown game, and it will be if they score here. Second down, 8 yards to go for Richland Center. The ball is marked around the 14-yard line. Shep and company operating out of the shotgun. There's the snap. Hands off for the running back, and Bosworth rolls across the line. Got down to around the 11-yard line. Will be short of the first down. Third down and about 3 yards to go after the tackle by B.J. Nelson. Hornets in committee here on the drawing board. Shep heads back to the line. Cuba City leads 28-0 in their game after three quarters. Prairie du Chien up on Platteville 31-6. That's in the third. Third down, Richland Center. Ball right around the Lancaster 10-yard line. Shep and company trying to make their mark here. There's the snap from center. Handoff, second man through. Dodge trying to get through, and he is brought down at the line of scrimmage. So that'll bring up fourth down. There just was not much there. Fourth down play coming up for Shep and the Hornet offense now. They tried a field goal and missed earlier. Shep going to the sideline for guidance and now heads back to the fold. Fourth down play, Richland Center, one of the big plays of the game, which could be a turning point for either team. Could be a turning point for the Lancaster defense or for the Hornet offense. Fourth down at about 3 yards to go. Need to get to the Lancaster 6 for a first down. Shep awaiting the snap from center. Man in motion from the far side. There's the snap. Fake handoff. Quarterback option. Shep steps in. Tries to keep it going. He's got a first down, I believe. Second effort on the cutback run. And Shep gets to the 4-yard line. First and goal for Richland Center at the Lancaster 4-yard line. First down, and now we've got another player down. Hornets, maybe another cramp, it would appear. Medical staff running out, so both teams heading to the sidelines. Brady Dosh did get back in after sitting out for a play or so. So the teams go to their sidelines, get a little bit more liquid refreshments. 3:49 remaining here in the third quarter. This is high school football. The game is led by Lancaster 14-0. Hornets are threatening on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
The injured Hornet is Jaden Shep. And he'll run to the near sideline and get back to the game. But I don't know whether he has to sit out or not for a play. Hornets are huddling it up. And now we'll head to the football here with a first and goal to go. Richland Center trying to get a score against these Lancaster Arrows, who lead it 14-0. 3:40 remaining in the third quarter in area high school football. So we'll see how the Hornets line up. One man to the near side. And awaiting the snap from center. Long snap count. There it is. They're going to snap it off to Bosworth, who bowls his way inside the 5, down to around the 3-yard line. So a little bit more of a gain, and now Jaden Shep will re-enter the ball game. Bosworth takes one snap. Avery McGlynn comes out. Second down, goal to go from right around where you would score an extra point. So the Hornets have some opportunities here, looking for their first touchdown of the night. Driving toward the north end zone. Shep will take it under center, awaiting a snap, going to run it himself up the middle, and it is close. Looked like the ball might have popped loose there at the last moment as well. Hornets down around the goal line. No signal. And it looks like, the Hornets recovered a fumble. Very, very fortunate there. So it landed right around the line of scrimmage. Third down goal to go from around the 2-yard line of Lancaster. Hornets trying to get on the board. 2:28 remaining in the third. 14-0 Lancaster. Shep under center. Will they try to run it again? There's the snap. That's Bosworth taking the snap. He's trying to get down around the goal line. Still no signal. There it is. Touchdown, Richland Center. Wes Bosworth took the snap and bowls in for the score. And the Hornets are on the board. Boy, they worked hard for this one tonight. 2-yard run. And Wes Bosworth and company are within 8 points. We'll see what they decide to do. That comes at 2:13 here in the third quarter. I think there's another player down. Wow. Hornets with another man going down. I think they're cramping up here, and the trainer is coming out to have a word. So both teams go to the sidelines before the extra point. Next week we'll be at Cashton for weekend number 5 of high school football. Ithaca taking on Cashton in a Scenic Bluffs battle. That'll be a fun one to bring your way. The Bulldogs trying to exercise some demons, trying to beat some teams that have been tough on them in the Scenic Bluffs Conference. And Cashton, a team that beat them out of the high school baseball tournament a year after they went to state. Scores coming in. Darlington over Southwestern East Dubuque, 27-12, third quarter. And Fenimore leading Benton Scales Mound, 34-7. Wazika Steuben Seneca, 28-0 over Riverdale as well. River Valley was leading Broadhead Judah. That was 14-6 at halftime. I think that might be the most recent that we have. We'll keep you posted. It looks like Iowa Grant leading Pecatonica, 30-16. So the injured player being attended to, this kind of lengthens the game a little bit as both teams have had their share of a few injuries here and there. The clock is stopped with 2:13 remaining in the third. And the Hornets will talk about converting. Two-pointer, we'll see what they decide to do. They certainly have a good kicker with Grayson Banker. Injured player again, I think, is Jaden Shep. So a round of applause as he makes his way off, this time not running off the field quite as freely as he did last time. First down for the Hornets on that first play. There was a fumble down around the goal line, and that could have been disastrous, but they're able to keep it and get the touchdown with Bosworth. So let's see what they do. The Hornets bring the extra point kicker out. Bosworth is the holder. Grayson Banker awaiting the snap from center. Long snap count. There it is. Placement is made. Kick is on the way, and the kick is no good. Wide to the left. Score remains 14-6. Lancaster, 2:13 remaining in the third quarter. This is area high school football from WRCO Sports.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hornets score. They will kick off after the most recent score. And Lancaster in kickoff return mode. Hornets trailing by 8 in the ballgame. Those extra points. I saw River Valley last week. They have 54 points, and they made all of their two-point conversions. And their philosophy is we have a better chance of going for two. Now, that's easier said than done. But, boy, when you can get those, you can make up another touchdown if you score a few times. Here we go. Awaiting the kick is Lancaster. This one is going to be pooched over the top. Bounds around the 30, picked up by the Arrows. They're ushered out of bounds. Good coverage by Duncan Harper. Returned slightly by Brady Krubel. That's where the Arrows will take over. It's their second possession, so each team had a possession or has had a possession in the third quarter. Lancaster takes over with 2:12 to play in the third, up 14-6 on Richland Center. The Arrows head to the football. First and 10 for the Flying Arrows. Ball on their own 31-yard line. Wolf looks it over. He'll operate out of the shotgun. There's the snap to Nolan. He's back to throw. Quick hitter, left side caught. Now moving upfield is Gildersleeve, and he's brought down around the 40-yard line. So the Arrows gain all of 8 yards or so on that play. Second down and short yardage for the Arrows. They'll again go that up-tempo route. Hornets will try to turn them away. They do have one interception tonight. That was Fletcher Harper in the first half. Second down play. There's a running play going left side for the Arrows. Not much. They run into a orange and black wall right there. So the running play is snuffed out by several of the Hornets, led by Wes Bosworth. Third down and about 2 yards to go for the Arrows. A minute 22 remaining in third quarter action at Avitus Rip Field. 14-6 Lancaster. Third down play awaiting the snap from center. There it is. And a wraparound handoff. Nope, they're going to option it. Quarterback runs and he gets the first down. Cuts back inside. He's loose. 45-40 at Richland Center. Caught from behind by Liam Fingerson at the 34-yard line of Richland Center. So quarterback run, not unlike what Jaden Shep did to the Arrows earlier. Got the ball. I think that probably was an intended quarterback keeper. Shep has made some yardage on broken plays tonight, but still has had a durable night running the ball. First and 10 for the Arrows in RC territory at the 29. There's the snap. Wraparound handoff to the first man through. Not much. Bosworth stacks him up and says, what classes are you in this year? Tackle is made. Samaje Benson being contained pretty well by the Hornets. Benson has some great speed. Second down and 10 yards to go. No gain, 23 seconds in the third quarter. Counting down here tonight toward what should be a great, hopefully dramatic fourth quarter. Second down and awaiting the snap from center is Wolf. There's the snap. And he fakes the handoff. Quarterback option rolls left side. Good read by the Hornets. They pull him down behind the line of scrimmage. Excellent coverage there by Brady Dosh and company. Wes Bosworth out there as well. And that will be the third quarter's final play. After three at Avitus Rip Field, Lancaster 14, Richland Center 6. We have ourselves a ball game tonight. Fourth quarter is coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Fourth quarter underway, 12 on the clock, third down for Lancaster. Ball right around the 35 of Richland Center. Wolf and company, there's the snap to the quarterback. He's back to gun one left side, and it is knocked away at the last moment. Great coverage by the Richland Center defensive secondary. Wow, good play. Number 16, Fletcher Harper, came in. I think he was the one that batted that ball away. And then you've got Wes Bosworth. And fourth down, Lancaster, fourth and 10. This would be a big defensive stop for the Hornets. Just underway in the fourth quarter, they trail by 8. Arrows looking over to the sideline for their call. Coach is Jordan Rollin, head coach. Took over for John Hope, the legend, a few years ago. Fourth down and 10 yards to go. Arrows rolling back. Wolf plant throws, and it is incomplete. Good up front pressure by the Hornets. Number 24, Liam Fingerson. And Lancaster turns it over on downs. Big play by the defense. So the Hornets will take over. First and 10, Richland Center at its own 35-yard line. 11:52 remaining here in tonight's action. Richland Center battling the visiting Lancaster Flying Arrows tonight. You got to understand, a lot of times over the years against Lancaster, it was only this close in the first quarter. So Hornets doing very well tonight, hanging tough in that defense that we talked about. Coach Troxell and company kind of changing things around in the defense, and it seems to have worked out pretty well tonight. Hornets up to the football, first down and 10. Ball marked right around the 35-yard line. Richland Center's own. Their first play from scrimmage in the fourth quarter, and whistles sound and a delay of game, I believe. Hornets take too much time. That'll back it up 5 yards to around Richland Center's own 30. Darlington leads Southwestern East Dubuque 35-12. Fenimore 34-13 over Benton Scales Mound Schulzburg. River Valley 14-6 in the fourth quarter. Hornets try a running play and almost fumbled it. Dosh gets back on it and then gets down with the football. Kind of a breaking up play there for Toy Raggetts. And the Hornets lose a yard or so. So it's for a second down play. Second and about 16 yards to go. 11 and a half remaining in the football game. Arrows leading it 14-6 over the Hornets. Jaden Shep in from the sideline, and the Hornets move to the football. 29-yard line, Richland Center zone. Jaden Shep and company, Bosworth and Dosh directly behind him in the eye. There's a quarterback option. Pitch going to Bosworth, trying to break the corner. Drag somebody with him, but not much. Got back to the line of scrimmage. Lancaster speedy in the backfield. They're catching up with the Hornet running backs. That was Fletcher Harper on the carry. Not Bosworth. They saw a six, but Fletcher 16. So it's third down and about 15 yards to go for the Hornets from the 29-yard line.
No gain on the play.
Hornets trying to keep the ball a little longer. This is a big conversion and a long way to go. Third down and approximately 16 yards to go for a first down. Fletcher Harper splits out to the far right side. Everybody else in tight. Shep takes a snap from under center and hands off. Nope, going to fake it. Runs back to the 20. Now across the field, shovels it upfield, and it's caught by Richland Center. Bosworth with the catch. Just a little bit of a gain, and right on it was Quinton Plessel to make the tackle. So third down at about 10 for the Hornets, and that'll bring out the punting unit. RC got five of those yards back. Fourth and 11, and Lancaster brings out the punt receive team. Liam Fingerson will put it in play. Lancaster by 8 in the game, awaiting the snap from center. Again, a long snap count. Trying to draw him off. Snap is there, and the punt. Angles, Lancaster takes a knee at the 36-yard line. Wolf makes the grab. And after a Hornet punt, that is where Lancaster will take over. Arrows for their third possession of the half, starting at their own 38, it looks like. We have 9:27 to play in the ballgame. Arrows leading it to the tune of 14-6 over Richland Center. Arrows head back to the football from the far side of the field. That kickoff return for a touchdown that was called back that Richland Center had in the first half certainly looks big right now. It could be a tie game or just a 1 or 2 point game. First down and 10 for the Arrows. Long snap count. There's a snap to Wolf. Rolls out option pitch. It's fumbled, and the Hornets may have gotten it. It's loose. Officials down on the pile. Richland Center got it. Fumble recovery by RC. Oh, my goodness. Several back there. I think it was either Bosworth or maybe Schwitzenberg. Yeah, it was. It was Kaizen Schwitzenberg. Nice job. Got on the bottom of the pile and dug it out, and the Hornets get it back with great shape here now. They're in Lancaster territory. They will be at the 31-yard line. 9:21 remaining in the football game here in the fourth quarter. Wazika Steuben Seneca has defeated Riverdale 28-7. First down, Richland centered.